Can we start with the news this week? Calvin Phillips has signed a new deal. Firstly, how pleased are you, Marcelo, that that has been completed?
Me puso contento que Calvin Phillips haya firmado su nuevo contrato.
Es muy bueno para él.
It's very good for him.
Es merecido.
He deserves it.
Y es muy bueno para el club.
And it's very good also for the club.
Y por supuesto es muy bueno para el equipo.
And of course it's very good for the team as well.
Muy merecido.
Very deserved for him.
How important is he to the way you play, Marcelo?
Qué importante es él para la forma de juego que usted utiliza.
Es un jugador que evolucionó mucho.
He's a player who has developed a lot.
Defiende bien.
He defends well.
Ganó mucho en juego aéreo y agilidad.
He improved a lot in aerial plays and agility.
Y distribuye muy bien la pelota.
He moves really well the ball.
Y tiene un margen de crecimiento que todavía no explotó totalmente.
And he can grow a lot more, he thinks.
In your opinion, Marcelo, would it have been difficult to find somebody else like Calvin, either in the squad or elsewhere?
¿Usted piensa, en su opinión, usted piensa que le hubiera sido difícil encontrar un jugador como Calvin en el club o afuera del club?
En el club, Forshow tiene posibilidades de hacer muchas de las cosas que hace Calvin.
In Leeds, Forshow can do a lot of things that Calvin do.
Lo que pasa es que Calvin lleva 60 partidos jugando en esa posición y Forshow no.
The difference is that Calvin has 60 matches playing in this position and Adam not.
Por supuesto que nosotros pensamos en ir construyendo un jugador alternativo para cada puesto.
And of course we always think in build another parallel player in the same position.
Dentro del grupo de los mayores, Forshow y White son las alternativas.
In our group, Forshow and White are the possibilities.
Y en los jóvenes estamos constantemente tratando de que a fin de esta temporada quede un jugador en condiciones de tener un rol importante.
And from the group of young players, while trying to develop one of them to be a good option in the end of the season.
So, with regards to the game at Barnsley, is Tyler Roberts in consideration? Is he fit and ready to play?
Por el partido del domingo, usted lo considera a Tyler
sí.
Robert como una opción?
Yes.
Sí. It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. And are there any other injury news ahead of the game against Barnsley? Are there anybody missing still?
¿Hay algún jugador lesionado que se puede perder el partido contra Barnsley o por otra situación?
No.
Ailing?
Ailing está sano.
Ailing is healthy.
El lunes y el viernes próximo va a jugar.
Next Monday and next Friday he will play.
En sub-23 para ir tomando forma.
In under-23 to start to get fitness.
Thank you very much.
Graham? The new deals for Dallas and Cooper, are those the kind of players that can make the step up to the Premier League if Leeds did it this season?
Teniendo en cuenta los nuevos contratos que firmaron con Dallas y Cooper, ¿usted piensa que esos dos jugadores tienen las características como formar parte de un proyecto si el equipo asciende a la Premier League?
Dallas jugó un partido contra Alemania.
Last match Dallas played against Germany.
Y ver ese partido permite encontrar una respuesta a la pregunta que usted hace.
If you watch this match, that you will find an answer to your question.
Y Cooper jugó contra el centroatacante belga.
And Cooper he played against the Belgium striker.
Y contra el centroatacante ruso.
And with the Russian as well.
Y más allá de los resultados, también dejó un mensaje muy claro respecto.
And without seeing the result, he left a really clear message answering your question as well.
Un mensaje claro respecto de si tiene, si puede o no puede jugar contra grandes jugadores.
He left a clear message that he can play against top level players.
What kind of mindset is required for a derby game like a Barnsley? Is it the same for another game, or does it require a different mentality?
Piensa que contra este equipo se requiere algún otro tipo de mentalidad respecto a los otros grandes partidos.
Es un equipo distinto a los que hemos enfrentado. Nunca enfrentamos un equipo como este.
We never faced a team like this one. It's a different kind of team.
Es un equipo que presiona en campo rival.
They press high.
Corren muchísimo.
They run a lot.
La posición en la tabla no se corresponde con el juego que mostró.
The position they have in the table is not linked with the play they show.
Es
the style of play they show.
Un equipo construido para manejar la pelota con de buena manera.
This team is built to play moving the ball in a good way.
Yo no conozco al entrenador.
He doesn't know the manager.
Pero el equipo habla por él.
But the team speaks for him.
Y tiene cosas novedosas.
And the team shows new things.
In the games you haven't won this season, you said your side created enough chances to win. And you created many chances in the games you did win. What can you do to improve when it comes to taking chances?
Dice que en los partidos que no ganamos se vio claro que generamos mucho juego y que merecimos ganar, pero bueno, no ganamos. ¿Qué deberíamos hacer para mejorar eso?
Bueno, esa es una pregunta que yo he respondido. Más o menos 30 veces.
This is a question that he has answered around 30 times.
Porque la falta de contundencia,
because the lack of efficiency,
ha sido un rasgo del equipo.
Had been a characteristic of the team.
De ninguna manera me parece me parece apropiada su pregunta.
He think your question is a good question, is a proper question.
Porque interpreta una realidad del equipo.
Because the question represents the reality of the team.
Pero es poco lo que yo puedo agregar.
But he cannot add more than he said before.
Nosotros el año pasado necesitábamos entre 4 y 5 opciones para conseguir un gol.
Last year we needed between 4 or 5 options to chances to score a goal.
Y ahora necesitamos más de 5, necesitamos 6 opciones.
And now we need 6 options to score.
El equipo mejoró sensiblemente el juego ofensivo, defensivo.
The team improved a lot the defensive play.
Pero bueno, esa situación de necesitar muchas situaciones para convertir un gol.
But the aspect that we need a lot of situation to score one goal.
Y a pesar de defender muy bien,
and still we defend well,
recibir goles,
we receive goals against us,
son cosas difíciles de manejar.
It's difficult of manage that.
Uno si uno clasifica,
if you classify
la forma en que se pueden recibir goles,
the way how we can receive goals against us,
Yo voy a proponerle una.
He will propose one.
Pelotas detenidas que llegan al área en forma de centro.
Set pieces like crosses.
Remates de tiro libre.
Set pieces, frontal set pieces.
Jugadas que se inician en los saques laterales.
Situation created by throw-ins.
Jugadas que son consecuencias de salidas largas del rival.
Long balls from the opponent.
Y jugadas elaboradas.
And when they build the attack, the opponent build the attack from the back.
Donde la creación ofensiva del rival
where
supera a nuestra estructura defensiva.
Where the way they move the ball and they play beat us.
Le digo, tengo muy presente esta forma de calificación de las acciones de peligro que recibimos.
He really know this qualification, how he classified this different way of receive goals.
Porque hoy estuvimos revisando con los jugadores todas las situaciones de gol que nos habían creado.
Because today we were talking this with the players about the situation we receive.
En el partido con Nottingham,
in the Nottingham Forest match,
y en el partido con Swansea,
and against Swansea,
fueron casi le diría las mejores labores defensivas del equipo.
He think were two of the best performance in defense for the Leeds United.
Y perdimos 5 puntos en esos dos partidos.
We lost 5 points in those two matches.
¿Cuál es el desafío de nosotros como equipo?
Which is the challenge as team for us?
No tener que seguir explicando.
We don't have to explain anymore.
Que no logramos obtener lo que merecemos.
That we cannot get what we deserve.
Nosotros ya ese periodo de explicar que merecemos más.
This period that we have to explain that we deserve more.
Y de demostrar y de convencernos.
And show and convince ourselves.
Tiene que ser un periodo superado.
It's gone for us.
No podemos seguir perdonándonos no obtener lo que merecemos.
We cannot forgive ourselves that we cannot get what we deserve.
Ese es un trabajo que tiene mucho que ver con dureza mental.
This is the work that has a lot of relation with be strong mentally.
Toma de decisiones.
Take good decisions.
Oportunidad para intervenir.
Opportunity to do the right thing we have to do in the pitch.
Personalidad individual y colectiva.
Individual and collective character.
Experiencia.
Experience.
Manejo de los momentos del partido.
Manage the moment of the game.
Todas esas cosas no se ejercitan.
All the things we cannot train it.
Se observan.
We can observe it.
Se conversan.
Talk with the players.
Se plantean interrogantes dentro del grupo.
We put question inside the group.
Usted verá que todos estos ítems que yo le nombré.
You will see that all he's talking about.
No tienen ejercitaciones para resolverlo.
You don't have one exercise to try to resolve it.
Lo mismo en el juego ofensivo.
The same in the attacking play.
Nosotros la efectividad no tiene que ver con la ejercitación.
Most of the time the efficiency have no relation with the training.
La ejercitación es necesaria.
Of course the training is necessary.
Hay otras instancias.
But you have other ways.
Y, por ejemplo, nosotros seguimos recibiendo, mucho menos que antes, pero seguimos recibiendo situaciones de gol con pelota detenida.
For instance, we still receive goal chances from set pieces, less than before, but we still receive.
No es por falta de ejercitación que nos crean ese tipo de peligro.
It's not because we don't train that the opening create this kind of danger.
Entonces yo como entrenador y los jugadores,
he is coach and the player as well,
estamos frente a un desafío muy importante.
Are facing a really important challenge for us.
Que es obtener lo que merecemos.
That is get what we deserve.
Y no aceptar que es la injusticia o el azar.
And don't accept the unfair things and the lucky.
Como un argumento,
as a reason,
que no nos deje triunfar.
That is not going to allow us to success.
Okay. ¿Se esperaba una respuesta tan larga?
Do you expect a long answer like that?
No, but I very much appreciate it.
No, pero le aprecio mucho.
Ah, pero mire que a lo mejor lo que le dije no es correcto, ¿eh?
But be careful, maybe what he said is not correct.
Los entrenadores abusamos, algunos de los entrenadores, yo entre ellos.
One of the coaches use a lot. Almost all the coaches one ask him.
Abusamos del recurso de dar respuestas largas.
We use a lot the resource to give long answers.
Y el que escucha está tan cansado de la longitud de la respuesta.
The who listen the answer is tired because he's listening a lot.
que la da por buena.
And after they say, okay, very good, very good.
Marcelo, Jordan Stevens was given a very severe punishment this week. Did you think it was fair? Do you think he can benefit from the punishment that was handed out by?
La sanción que recibió Jordan por la asociación, ¿usted piensa que fue justa?
El error que él cometió estaba arreglado.
The mistake he made was in the rules.
El castigo es una decisión que tiene un abanico de posibilidades.
In the ban he received, there are a lot of possibilities.
A mí me parece bien que se le recuerde a todo aquel que se equivoca.
He thinks it's good that the association remember to everybody, to those who make the fault.
Que cometer ese error genera una consecuencia.
That if you do this mistake, after you will have a consequence.
Luego, yo hubiera deseado.
After he good desire.
Que alcanzara con que no pueda jugar.
That maybe the banner he cannot play. Maybe would be see this.
Porque impedir que entrene,
because don't allow him that he cannot train,
es alargar la pena,
is make the ban longer, the punishment longer,
en la práctica,
in the practice.
Porque a nivel profesional, si usted está 40 días sin entrenar colectivamente,
because if you are a professional and you cannot train with a group,
necesita 2 semanas o 3 semanas más para retomar la forma deportiva.
You will need 2 or 3 more weeks to retake the fitness.
Entonces, yo no sé si ellos sabrán los que deciden la pena.
So he doesn't know if the people who took the decision, the punishment,
que a las 6 semanas de imposibilidad de competir y de entrenar.
That punishment that he cannot play and train for 6 weeks.
Hay una un castigo añadido que son dos semanas mínimo sin poder competir.
After you have to have two more weeks that he's not going to be able to compete.
O compitiendo sin expectativas.
¿No? Or he can compete but without a good fitness.
Pero no me siento con autoridad para opinar.
But he doesn't feel he has the authority to make an opinion.
Porque ignoro los antecedentes que tiene la cultura futbolística inglesa en ese sentido.
Because he ignores the English culture in this sense.
Pero siempre cuando hay protección a la transparencia.
But always does someone protect the transparency?
Lo veo con sí, me gusta que pase eso.
He like this happen.
Es una forma de proteger el deporte.
It's the way to protect the sport.
También, bueno, hay mucho para opinar, ¿no?
And after, if you want, you can make an opinion to a lot of things.
En ese sentido. No es que ignore un montón de posibilidades de discutir el tema.
It's not that he ignore that there are other things that he can argue.
Sino que simplemente prefiero evitar esa discusión.
Simply he prefer avoid this argument.
Thank you. Phil.
Marcelo, you said there that you've answered both 30 times about efficiency and the taking of chances. How much of a frustration do you find it as a coach when you have an issue or something that is so difficult to resolve?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
The question about the chances and the efficiency.
Yeah.
How much of a frustration is it for Marcelo as a coach when there's an issue, a problem that is difficult to resolve like that?
Okay. Dice que con el tema de la eficiencia. Cuando hay un problema que se repite, ¿cómo es la frustración que siente el entrenador ante esas cosas que no puede influir mucho?
Bueno, el entrenador siempre puede influir.
The manager always can influence that, can improve this.
La confianza.
For instance, he can work in the confidence.
Hay muchos caminos para ayudar a alguien.
There are a lot of ways to try to help them, the players.
Que no necesariamente tienen que ver con la repetición en el entrenamiento.
That is not necessary repeat things in the training.
Uno, por poner un ejemplo.
He will put an example.
Escuchar a los futbolistas.
Listen the footballers.
Preguntar. ¿Por qué creen que teniendo opciones no convertimos de manera mayor proporción?
Ask them what why they think we don't have efficiency having the situation, the chances we have.
Mirar por ejemplo.
For example,
las habilitaciones desde los costados hacia el área, los centros.
The crosses from the sides to the box.
Son un recurso muy importante para el juego ofensivo.
Are a really important resource for the offensive play.
Pero, por ejemplo, cuando hay la posibilidad de centrar. Todos los que estamos mirando reclamamos que el centro se envíe.
But when everybody is watching that there is a possibility to cross, everybody who is watching the match claim that the cross, the player cross.
Y hay veces que no hay un destinatario claro.
And sometimes there is not a good option in the box.
Y es conveniente no centrar.
And it's better don't cross.
Y a lo mejor en esa decisión de no centrar,
and maybe in this decision about no crossing,
después no se encuentra una acción sucesiva posterior mejor.
After the team cannot find a better option than this one.
Pero hay veces que es mejor no hacer algo que no va a dar resultado.
But sometimes it's better don't do something that is not in good condition to have a good result.
Buscando algo que a lo mejor da mejor resultado.
Trying to find something that maybe is gonna to bring better result.
Si uno sabe que el centro no tiene destinatario.
If the player knows that there is nobody in the box to receive the cross.
Guardar la pelota.
Keep the ball.
Intentar algo diferente.
Try something different.
Que a lo mejor ni nos permite centrar.
That maybe after the situation developed doesn't allow us to cross.
Entonces el espectador dice, ¿por qué no centraste?
So
o yo.
The fans will say, why you didn't cross? Or maybe him, why you didn't cross?
Yo lo noto a eso viendo jugar al Barça o al City.
And he can realize that watching City or Barcelona.
Ellos llegan, están en condiciones de centrar y a veces no centran.
They are in good condition to cross, but they decided no cross.
Y la jugada que continúa esa decisión de no centrar es peor.
And the next situation after he decided no cross is worse.
Pero esa jugada posterior tiene un objetivo que es encontrar un destinatario
but
libre.
This next situation after deciding no cross have an objective that is try to find a better solution. Try to find a
¿Me expliqué?
Did you explain it well?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, decision making. Yeah.
Sobre decisión.
Okay.
Tomar decisión. Tomar decisiones, dijo.
Sí. Hay, porque hay explicaciones que yo mismo ni las entiendo.
Some explanation he doesn't understand himself.
Por eso es que dudo de que el otro la pueda entender.
The reason always he asks if you understand.
No, I understand that. Last question for me.
Última pregunta.
A lot of people think that Calvin Phillips is already ready for the Premier League, that he's already Premier League standard. How would he have coped in some of the other teams that you've built, for example, Bilbao, Marseille, even the international sides, Chile, Argentina? How good would he have been in those teams? How well would he have coped?
Pregunta que todo el mundo piensa que Calvin tiene nivel de Premier. Si usted, ¿cómo lo ve usted a un nivel internacional?
Ese tipo de hipótesis,
this type of hypothesis,
necesitan de una verificación.
To think about this, he need to verify this.
Por ejemplo, por eso yo digo, mire, Cooper contra Lukaku.
For this reason he was talking about Cooper in relationship with Lukaku, the Belgian striker.
Pero hasta que no juega contra Lukaku no sabemos.
But if he never play again Lukaku, he will never know.
Yo por supuesto que creo que Calvin tiene nivel.
Of course he think Calvin have the level.
Pero bueno, ojalá tenga oportunidad de demostrarlo.
But he hope he has the opportunity to show himself to everybody that he has this level.
Thank you. Okay.
Calvin, you know what this week's been all about. In the news, you've signed your deal. Firstly, are you really pleased with it?
Yeah, obviously I'm happy. You know, another 5 years here at my hometown club, you know, it's something like that. You know, I'll try and make the most of and hopefully, you know, get Leeds back to where they belong. But on a personal note, obviously I wanted to stay here. I've always wanted to be here from been from Leeds, I've always wanted to be here, so you know, I think my family have always wanted me to stay at this club and I'm just happy that everything's over and done with now and I can concentrate on playing football.
Is it a big relief?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was just during the summer I think there was just a lot of pressure on what was going on. I didn't really know what was going on, so just kinda just wanted it all to, you know, either if the club was gonna sell then sell me, if not then that's perfectly fine, so I was just happy that, you know, everything's done with now and I can carry on playing football.
And was there a point where you thought you were going to go to Calvin?
No, I don't think so. I think the owner made it quite clear to me that he didn't want to sell me and that, you know, he wanted me in the team and in the club to progress and get Leeds back to where they belong, and he stood firm with that, you know, as everybody knows, and you know, I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for the patience he's had in everything that's going on, so, yeah.
From a personal point of view, is it quite hard, though, to turn down the chance of Premier League football at 23?
I don't know, you've always want to play for Premier League football, don't you? But I think, you know, the situation I'm in, I'm at my hometown club, so there's no better place for me to, you know, to excel in football and, you know, obviously, you know, take the club back to where they belong. And I think, you know, we're just missing out last year, and, you know, the coaching staff and the people we've got around the club, you know, it just kind of felt like if I did leave, then I'd kind of just be, you know, just be going to maybe play, maybe not play, whereas, you know, if I stayed at Leeds, you know, I'm at a club where everybody loves me. I'm at a club where, you know, the manager likes me. I'm at the club where my family, you know, my family love the club and stuff like that. So I think it was just more of, you know, I always wanted to play Premier League, but, you know, you've got to kind of open your eyes to the bigger picture, and, you know, hopefully if I can get Leeds there in the Premier League, then that's the biggest achievement I could possibly do. So.
And do you realise that the effect of you making this decision on the club is actually bigger than sort of the football? It's had quite a big effect on the community.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I know a lot of people from Leeds. Obviously, I'm from Leeds, so I know a lot of my friends and stuff, and they was asking me what's going on. And, you know, I think, you know, just with the owner staying strong and, you know, believing in what he wants to do and what he wants to achieve in the football club, I think that's the main thing. And, you know, I was very happy to stay. As you all know, I wanted to stay. So, you know, I'm just glad that everything's been, you know, moved to one side, and now I can concentrate on, you know, getting results for the club.
And you've got a bit of a superstar in your family, haven't you? In Granny Ral. Yeah, I mean, we know that she's pleased that you're staying, but has that been a little surprise along the way?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't think many people would take as much of a liking to her as everyone has, to be honest. Nah, but she's a laugh, to be fair. Sometimes you see her on bad days, sometimes you see her on good, so I'm just glad everybody's seen her on a good day, to be honest.
Is she not one to cross?
No, definitely not.
To the football though, Calvin, how have you improved, would you say? In what areas you particularly have you improved? And this season as well, do you feel you've gone up another level from last?
Yeah, I think so. I think defensively, I've been a lot better. I think I read a stat on the internet where I've made one of the most tackles per game, you know, as a midfielder and champ. So I think that just comes down to hard work on the football, on the training pitch and on the manager. And I think tactically, you know, knowing where I need to be and what position I need to be in if certain players go where, you know, to help the team. I think that's come on a lot. So I'm just glad that, you know, I've got good coaching staff around me and good players that, you know, that help me learn and, you know, make me get a better player every day.
Marcel has talked about you being able to move the ball better as well. How have you managed to do that? Has it been a certain drill or what that's been helpful in you doing that?
I think just drilling it into me that, you know, the quicker we move the ball, the quicker, you know, we can get up the pitch and the more attacks we can get, and, you know, with the more attacks we can get, the more goals we can score. So I think it just kept on drilling that into me, you know, throughout last season and obviously the start of this season, you know, trying to progress it more and, you know, and just getting in positions where if I can give it to the furthest man up the pitch, which is closer to the goal, then I'll do that. And if not, then, you know, I'll keep the ball and we can recycle and, you know, keep on passing the ball. But I think it's just more of the manager drilling it into me and, you know, try to do it every time I step out on the training pitch.
Where would you like to improve most, Cal?
It's a nice question, that, to be fair. Probably aerially. I think I've come on quite a lot, but I think, you know, I could make more of an influence, you know, defending in the box, you know, because, to be honest, we've got quite a small team, but, you know, we actually are very good. Really, we don't concede many, you know, from set pieces. So, I think I'd be happy to improve in that aspect of my game.
And do you think your leadership qualities are growing as well, Calvin?
I think so. I think, you know, with the leaders we've got in the team, we don't really need another leader. But I think, you know, if with all these leaders, they kind of push you on to, you know, want you to be a leader as well. And I think with as many games as I've played, I think, you know, I should be thinking of myself as a, you know, as a leader in the squad, and, you know, the young players coming through, you know, I'll try to give advice, and if they're not doing anything right, I'll tell them. But I kind of leave it up to, you know, the big lads to dish some of the strong words out and stuff like that. So yeah.
Well, But are you quite key in helping players settle, like, say, Ben White come into the club and what have you?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's important. I think, you know, we've had quite a few players, Eddie, you know, Helder, Ben. You know, didn't know anybody when they came in. I think it's important to kind of just get them, you know, cracking with the lads and get some banter flying and, you know, just basically make friends and, you know, make them feel comfortable around the place. And I think that's what our group's very good at doing. We've got quite a lot of lads that, you know, love having a laugh and love, you know, going out and just spending time with each other. So I think, you know, that's one of the main things that's helped them settle in.
Yeah, talking of friends, there'll be a few old ones on Sunday up against you. Have you had any texts or WhatsApps or whatever with them?
I've had a little bit, but it's not really about football, really. It's just about how they're getting on. So, yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, to playing against a couple of my old friends. But, you know, as soon as I get on the pitch, then, you know, everyone's the same person out there. So, yeah.
Congratulations on your deal, Cal.
Thank you.
Graham. Calvin, how do you process the fact that somebody was willing to hand over £20 million or more to get you to their football club? Do you ever think about that fact?
I do sometimes. I think it's a bit crazy, to be honest. I don't think that, like, if I was offering that money for a player, I don't think I'd offer that much for me. Like, I definitely don't. I think it's too much. But you know, it's always a compliment. You know, if somebody's willing to offer that much money to buy me, then, you know, it's a compliment. I must be doing something right. So, you know, I don't really think about it much, but when I do, I just kind of think of it as a good way.
Said that you're at a club where the manager likes you. Other than starting you every game, does he show you that he likes you in other ways?
It's hard to tell, really. You know, I don't think he's got favourites, but I think, you know, with the people that he likes, he kind of has to push them more. So he always has a go at me in training to do something, or he'll, you know, he'll always be shouting my name and making sure I'm doing the right things. So I think, you know, I think he shows it in that way instead of obviously saying that he likes me, you know what I mean? So
the rise in your profile over the last year or so, and obviously the fact that your family now are household names for a lot of Leeds fans, has that been a big adaptation? Is it something you've taken in your stride? Has it at times ever felt a bit much or a bit oppressive?
I don't think it's felt much. I don't think I'd be here if, you know, I felt it was too much. I think, you know, my family are one of the main reasons why I'm at this club. You know, the only reason I'm probably playing football is because of my family, so, you know, I kind of do it for them. But I think, you know, with the family side of it, you know, it makes it a lot easier for me to, you know, to go out and, you know, play for the badge and play for the club, because this is my family. You know, I've been here all my life, so I think it's a lot easier.
And what about the expectation in the city? Obviously, it's a one-club city and everyone has one expectation of this team. How do you carry that?
To be fair, I thought I carried it quite well last year. Obviously, disappointing towards the end, but I think, you know, this year it just sets us up to, you know, do even better. And, you know, we'll be very disappointed if we don't. And if we do, then, you know, it's a win situation for me, because it's a club that I've loved. It's my hometown club, so it'd be the best thing I could possibly achieve.
Barry, were your family making it clear to you how much they
wanted
you to stay in the summer?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, all my family want me to stay close. Like, we're quite a close family. So my mum lives 5 minutes away from me. So, you know, she expressed how much she wanted me to stay. But I said that it's not up to me. Like, if it's up to if Leeds want to sell me, or if it's up to, you know, if they don't. So I told her that and she was happy with that. And she said that, obviously, if it happens, it happens. But I'm just glad that, you know, I am here and I'm here for a long time.
Yeah. Adam asked about leadership qualities. Do you see yourself as a captain in the future? You seem to tick all the boxes for being a club captain.
I don't really know, to be honest. I've not really thought about it. Obviously, we've got a great skipper now.
Yeah.
I think if he ever got asked to be captain, I wouldn't turn it down, but if the captaincy were taken off somebody else and given to me, I wouldn't really accept it with, you know, a lot of gratitude. So kind of, if it comes, then it comes. If it don't, then so be it.
Thanks, Calvin.
No worries.
Bill, how did you make sure during the summer that it didn't become a distraction for you? How did you stop it getting to you, the fact that there was so much talk about you possibly going and offers and everything else?
Just got out of the country. Didn't go on my phone, didn't go on social media. Went to America for 3 weeks, enjoyed myself. And then as soon as I come back, I was busy getting fit, so didn't really didn't really want to go on social media, didn't really, you know, want to speak to anybody associated with any football clubs, just wanted to, you know, kind of space myself from everywhere and let it happen. If it happened, it happened. If it didn't, then so be it.
Was that a sort of conscious decision to make sure that you could just properly switch off and get away from it all?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I think it's important, you know, throughout, it's a long season, a championship season. I think it's important to just, as soon as you finish, just switch off and go enjoy yourself. And, you know, I think with a lot of talk, there was a lot of talk during the summer and all that, but I just kind of spaced myself from that. And I think, you know, it was a good decision from me, because then I wasn't swayed in any way, or, you know, I didn't make my decision on what other people felt. So I just felt like, you know, my decision that I made to stay away from social media, it's probably one of the better decisions I made throughout my career.
You were saying that the owner was really resistant to you going and made it clear to you that he wanted to stay. What about the manager? How did he manage you and how much did he speak to you about it? Because he must have known what was going on.
To be honest, when we left, the day after the derby game, you know, a couple of lads went for some food and then we said his goodbyes for the summer. And then the day after that, I got a message saying that he wanted to meet me. And then it didn't happen. So I kind of just didn't know what was going on. So I kind of just thought, well, he obviously knows what's going on. But he didn't really speak to me. He just kind of had his trust in me that, you know, hopefully I'd stay. And hopefully I'd seen, you know, how hard he's worked and how hard the club have worked to try and get the club back to the Premier League. So, you know, I did realise that. And obviously I'm here still, so.
Did it make it easier? Just the fact that made it more normal? Sort of lack of interaction about transfers specifically, that you're just able to have a normal summer?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I don't really, even if, you know, there wasn't a lot of talk about me, I'd still wouldn't go on social media, I'd still go away, you know, out of the country. So, you know, I think it's just my decision as a footballer to, as soon as you finish football, and just have a rest from it. Because then I think it, you know, it gives you that little bit more when you come back, like you want to get back into football. Like after I finish about 3 weeks, I'm ready and raring to go back to football. And I want to come back to football, I want to start getting fit. So, you know, I think it's important to get that little break in and, you know, just let your body relax and let your mind relax.
Thanks, Callum.
Cheers.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Callum.